The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to today's Inspiring Women with your host, Deanne DeMarco. On today's program, you'll meet the next business and entrepreneurial rising star. You'll learn from their successes, challenges, and life lessons to find out what has made them recognized in their fields. Now, here is your host, Deanne DeMarco.
Welcome to today's Inspiring Women. I'm your host, Deanne DeMarco. And if you're interested in taking the next steps, becoming empowered, motivated, and better equipped for success, then stay tuned. I have a couple of things I want to talk about briefly today. First of all, we're going to be hitting the mailbox, answering a lot of these questions that have been coming across the internet for me, and I want to try to address some of those questions for you. You heard me mention that the upcoming Inspiring Women's Conference is November 7th here in Chicago, and we have got an incredible lineup for you this year. We have Connie Lindsay, who's Executive Vice President of Northern Trust, and she's going to be talking about what does it mean as a woman to be a leader in today's workforce, and just how do you go about leading in such a diverse and global environment? And she's going to be talking about that. Connie Lindsay is also the head of Girl Scouts USA. You may or may not have known that, but so she leads in a lot of different ways, either in her spare time as a head of Girl Scouts or in her full-time job as Executive Vice President of Northern Trust. We also have Sabrina Isherwood, who is the branding expert. Sabrina has been the Chief Marketing Officer for some power brands like Welch's and Kraft, and I think even BMW, one of those big car companies. She is a dynamite woman, and she's really going to talk about what does it mean to really brand yourself and looking at the brand that will help propel you into the future that you're looking for yourself. We also have Colonel Jill Morgenthaler, who's going to be speaking, and she is a first female Army colonel, and she's the lady who stared down Saddam Hussein and lived to tell about it. She's a dynamo as well. And she's going to talk about being the hero in your own life. And she's a Bronze Star winner as well as a Legion of Merit recipient as well. So those are all really big deals. And then we also have Karen Gridley, who's going to be speaking. And she's going to be talking about how to conquer those barriers and obstacles that sometimes cross your path and to take those obstacles and to explode them into unlimited possibilities for success. So she's going to be talking about that as well. And I'm going to be talking about you're driving me crazy and how to deal with those folks who just drive you nuts and how to deal with them and to come out smiling on the other side. So if you're in the Chicagoland area on November 7th, 2014, come to today's Inspiring Women's Conference. And you can find us online at www.inspiringwomen'sconference2014.com. Well, anyway, I want to just talk about a few things that have come across the mailbox. And one of the questions that has come across from Sarah is, she said, you know, I've heard you talk about finding a mentor. Just how do I go about it, and what is it that I really need to do in finding a mentor? Well, Sarah, thank you very much for sending that question to me, and let's kind of talk about mentorship in just a little bit. You know, one of the things that's really important is that, you know, for some reason, men get mentored more than women do. I don't know, understand that, but it is what it is. And so women need to really be a little more assertive in finding a mentor. So let's talk about what it is. What does it mean to really find a mentor? So I want to give you some guidelines around that. First of all, sometimes there are those of you who are looking for a mentor within the company that you're working for. So find out if you have a mentoring program within your company. Just ask. If there isn't a program, then you may want to be looking at some of the individuals that you would are good role models for yourself, and then approach them just one at a time. Identify who they are, and then select one of them on who might be the best fit for you to help you mentor. If you're starting out or you're changing careers or returning to work after being away for a while, you may want to look for a mentor in an industry you've set your sights on. Look for someone that you would love to work for, as an example. Look for what trade magazines your mentor might subscribe to and start reading those, so you're really starting to understand what your mentor might be looking for before you approach them. A third one is if you're a consultant or an entrepreneur, or maybe you offer some sort of service of some sort, you may want to look for someone also in your industry that can advise you and can encourage a client sort of like in your direction. So the first step is finding that mentor. So you look for, who am I going to identify as to being a possible mentor for me? So then is the next step. So the first part of that pre-planning piece is identifying who that person is, what do they read, so you get to really know who they are. Then you need to contact your prospective mentor. And you can contact them either by letter, by email, by phone, or in person and try and arrange a meeting. My preference is always to try and do it face-to-face if you can, because the face-to-face meetings tend to be a lot stronger than a phone call or definitely an email. You need to know your prospect's background. What is the background of the person who you want to ask to be your mentor? So you got to know who they are. Are there any things that they have in common with you? Maybe you both play tennis. Maybe you both play golf. Maybe you both have kids. I don't know, but look for those. Is there anything in their background that may have some sort of similarity to what you have in your background? The information that you get will also help you to address them either when you have that one-on-one meeting, or address them in an email or a letter as well. So get to know what their backgrounds are. Maybe what other companies they work for, what positions they've held. Why is it you really want them to mentor you? What is it that they have that they can bring to the plate, that they can add value to you? So you need to know, let your mentor know your background. So what is it about your background that they need to know? I mean, they don't need to know the whole kitchen sink of everything that you've done in your entire life. But what are those key pieces in your background or in your life that would be important to them? You may want to send them your bio or maybe other pertinent materials before you even have a meeting. Maybe it's projects that you've done with some of those outcomes. So remember, when you're listing like projects, also list the outcomes, because just saying, well, I did this and this and this, so that's great, but what were the outcomes of doing this, this, and this? So on the XYZ project, the outcome was we increased sales by 3%, we decreased overhead by 4%, or whatever those outcomes are, because that's what really makes it important as well. So explain your proposal. You heard that right. Explain your proposal. In other words, when you're going to address someone to be your mentor, you need to have a plan. You need to have a plan. What is it that you want from them? You know, mentoring is a two-way street. So you need to have a plan of, why should this person mentor you? What's in it for them? We know what was going to be in it for you, but what's in it for them? Because mentoring is a two-way street. Be able to explain how them mentoring you will benefit her. So you need to be able to have this plan in place. Make sure that after you've had a chance to meet with your prospective mentor that you write them a great thank you letter. Don't just some little tiny little one-liner that says, thanks for meeting with me. You know, sending a really nice letter as to why you're really grateful they spent time with you. If you are turned down, don't take it personally. Sometimes mentors are just overwhelmed and they don't have time to mentor others. So then go on to the next person on your checklist. Consider the professional business coach as a possible mentor. Sometimes professional coaches can be mentors as well. See what else was out there on the internet or in your community as far as business coaches that have coached others in the industry that you are seeking to excel in. And don't forget the support that you have available to you. Maybe there are friends or family members that can be part of your own personal board of directors. You've heard, we had somebody on the show that actually talked about developing your own personal board of directors and helping you identify the direction that you need to go in your career. So those are some real clear steps that you can take in being a mentor and looking for a mentor for yourself, for succeeding and excelling in the business or the direction that you want to excel in. So mentorship is a really good one. Another one is find those champions, those cheerleaders that really support you as well, and looking for those folks that can serve as your cheer squad. One of the questions that was asked by Allison, I see we have to take a quick break here in just a few minutes. And she asked me, others are saying negative things about me at the office. What can I do about it? Well, Allison, that is a great question. We're going to just kind of touch on this right now, and then we'll come back to it after break. But, you know, one of the things you need to understand, there are other people in your office that are not going to be your cheerleaders. In fact, they may be a little jealous of you, and there may be others that may try and sabotage your career in a company as well. And you do need to understand that. And so one of the things is you need to recognize the symptoms of sabotage and then try to counter those, and then also don't get sucked into that type of activity. Now, we need to take a quick break here. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to talk about the sabotaging piece again in just a minute. This is Deanna DeMarco, Today's Inspiring Women. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
My name's Ken, and I am as general a contractor as you'll find. I do
kitchen remodeling, additions, plumbing, painting. Ken does it all. And I'm Mandy,
the owner of the UPS store in my neighborhood. And Mandy here does it all, too. She
handles Ken's packing and shipping. Because when you're remodeling a bathroom and a client
changes their mind on a light fixture or a mirror, Mandy packs it up and ships it out. She also
helps Ken promote his business, like with these new brochures we printed, new business cards.
And the flyers are great, too. In fact, when I'm at a job and I'm expecting a delivery,
I sign for it. I even let him know with a text or email.
Since I got a mailbox at the UPS store. I have to say, as much as I love being on my own, I'm not alone. I've got Mandy here.
To help with the heavy lifting?
Well, figuratively speaking.
To find a locally owned center near you, visit theupsstore.com. We love small businesses. We love logistics. The UPS Store franchise locations are independently owned and operated. Services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary by location. See center for details.
I'm Steve, and I just opened my own barbecue restaurant. I'm the sauce master, but I'm no expert in printing.
And I'm Mary. I own the UPS Store in Steve's neighborhood, and I help with professional printing like flyers and posters to promote Steve's restaurant. Steve loves being on his own.
But I'm not alone, thanks to Mary.
To find a locally owned center near you, visit theupsstore.com. We love small businesses. We love logistics. The UPS Store franchise locations are independently owned and operated. Services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary by location. See center for details.
Become a sponsor and position your company to the fastest growing market segment, the women's business market. Your organization has the opportunity to be positioned front and center to the women's business market by becoming a sponsor of Today's Inspiring Women with host Deanne DeMarco. The show is broadcast weekly and features guests who are prominent and successful women business owners and influential executives. Businesses that fail to recognize the power of the woman buyer are leaving money on the table. Increase your market share to the fastest growing market segment by becoming a sponsor for Today's Inspiring Women. Call 708-836-0118 for more information or email Deanne directly at info@deannedemarco.com.
One of the biggest challenges facing corporate America today is accountability. Lack of accountability results for more than 50% of all business failure. Lack of responsibility, strategy, and follow-up are just some of the culprits that kill accountability. Deanne DeMarco knows firsthand how to drive accountability in your business or organization. Deanne DeMarco is one of the most sought-after advisors and coaches in corporate America. Companies that use Deanne as their company coach often call her their chief accountability officer. Your company or business will grow with Deanne as your CAO. Call 866-91-COACH or email deanne@deannedemarco.com for more information.
Find out what makes the most successful people tick. Keep listening to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You are tuned into Today's Inspiring Women with Deanne DeMarco. We'd love to hear your questions and comments about our program. Please send an email to Deanne at DeanneDeMarco.com. That's DEANNE at DeanneDeMarco.com. Now, back to Today's Inspiring Women.
Welcome back. This is Deanne DeMarco, Today's Inspiring Women. And we have just been touching on Allison's question about negativity and the people that are saying negative things about her in the office. What can she do about it? So one of the things that you can do is, first of all, take the high road. Be really true to yourself and don't engage in the dirty stuff at work or the dirty gossip at work. In the end, it will come back to haunt you. So you need to also look at recognizing some of those symptoms of sabotage that people may be engaging in at work. For example, are there people who are a little too curious or interested in your life away from the office? Be really cautious of people who really want to get to know what's going on with what you do outside of the office. Be really cautious about sharing any kinds of intimacies with people who are at work. Just be really, really cautious about that. There are also people who that I see as instigators. They're people who try to get you to say something bad about someone else or try you to get you to agree with their negative point of view on something. You just need to be cautious. That could be a setup as well. So be really careful of the instigators in your life. There are also people who are who just seem hostile to your success and seem hostile to your desires. They're the ones that won't even congratulate you on any kind of accomplishment that you've had. Let's say a customer has made some sort of comment about how great you are, and it was brought up at a all hands meeting or a team meeting. They're the ones who aren't going to congratulate you. So be prepared for those people who may be a little hostile towards anything, any accomplishment you've made. So this needs to be a really like a flashing yellow or red light. Just being caution against these kinds of people. Your real friends will be happy for you. So if someone who is not happy, just be prepared. Then there's some what I call the real fakies, people who are real fake at work. These are the ones who just, I don't know how to describe it, but you know, they smile, but you know it's like a fake smile. It's like they're wearing a mask, but they're really not smiling. So they're the ones who fake it, you know. And so you need to be prepared for understanding what to do with the fakers that cross your path. You know, smile, be courteous, but don't buy into their phoniness. So don't get sucked into any of the symptoms that you're seeing for people who sabotage. Learn how to protect yourself. Eliminate those fake friends or colleagues from your sphere that may put a tarnish on your personal brand. So one of the other things you need to do is you need to really... Oh, also, what can you do if people want to try and suck you into a conversation you don't really want to get involved in? Just say, sorry, you know, I can't talk right now, or I'm really not ready to discuss that, or, you know, I really don't have time for lunch today. Let's, you know, meet another time. But just simply say, I'm sorry, I'm just not ready to talk about that right now, to kind of get away from those people who are trying to pry into your personal business, because frankly, it's just none of their business. So what can you do to defend yourself against these people who are trying to tarnish your own personal brand? Well, first of all, you need to have a really strong brand. What is your personal brand? Really need to live up to that brand. In other words, your personal brand can't be just something you're going to talk about. You need to be able to live your personal brand, just who you are. You know, you need to look at the workforce as a talent show. I mean, I love some the reality TV. I mean, one of my favorite shows is MasterChef, and you know, another one is America's Got Talent. In both these cases, you have all these people who are vying for one big grand prize. Well, you know, not everyone's going to win that big grand prize. It's going to be only one person that wins that grand prize. Well, where the workplace is your own reality show. If there's going to be a promotion, you look at all the other people that you work with as your competitors. Only if there's 25 of you in a department and only one of you is going to be promoted, you're competing against all the other 24 folks. So you need to understand that your workplace is a talent show, is your own reality show. There's only going to be one grand prize. And if you want that prize, you need to be able to go after it. And one of the best ways of doing that is having a really strong personal brand. You know, you've heard me talk about the communication styles. Well, with the communication styles, when I talked about there are positive aspects and negative aspects to every communication style, take a look at those positive aspects of your own personality and use those to help build your own personal brand. I'll just give you an example. I'm very, very assertive. I'm very, very extroverted. I'm someone who is results oriented. I like the bottom line. I like to win. So I use that in developing my own personal brand and how I talk about myself. So you use that adjective, what sets you apart from everybody else, and then you tie it with a noun, and that noun is what you do best. All right. So what I do best is, you know, I have 5 degrees in the field of communication. So what I do best is talk about communication strategies. I help people communicate more effectively. So I use my personal brand where I am results focused and I provide communication solutions for my clients. So you see how I've built that personal brand? I am results focused and I provide communication solutions for my clients. And that worked well for me as well when I was in the workforce. I was results focused, providing communication solutions for the people that I worked with, for the departments I worked with, for the company that I worked for. So use your personal brand and then build on that personal brand. And then repeat that brand to yourself. Maybe even put it on a post-it note or on an index card so you can adhere to that and follow that. But you need to develop a really strong personal brand for yourself. You need to be looking at, are there any obstacles that are barriers that might be getting in the way of your own personal brand? And actually make a list of those barriers or the obstacles and come up with a plan to overcome that barrier. For example, one of the problems that I always have is I'm always 5 minutes late. So that could get in my way of being promoted. So I needed to address the fact that I tended to be 5 minutes late all the time. And so I needed to identify that, my tendency was to be late. And so what I planned to do is I planned to be on time for all my appointments. And I planned to actually leave 5 minutes earlier than I would normally leave so I would get there on time. I actually also started having a little timer that would signal me when I would have to leave. So it was my drop dead time. So I left. So I made sure that I would get to my wherever I needed to go on time. So whatever those barriers or obstacles are that are preventing you from getting ahead. And be really cautious about listing names of people. Be looking more at what are the things you need to do to overcome. You know, I got to tell you, there is a difference between men and women and promotability in the workplace. So just hang on to your hats with this one. Men tend to be promoted based upon their potential, whereas women tend to be promoted based upon their performance. Yeah, I know it doesn't seem fair, but it is what it is. A lot of times a man will be looked at as to their potential and what they could bring to a company, and they'll be promoted based upon that potential, whereas a woman has to prove herself and prove that she's a good performer, and then she will be more looked at as far as being promotable. I know it doesn't seem fair, but so plan on that. So if performance is your issue, need to make sure that you are outperforming everybody else. So if you're making 25 widgets a day, if that's what the norm is, be seeking trying to make 28 or 30 widgets a day. So to look to overperform. Also be looking at to whatever obstacles may be getting in your way of being a good performer at work. So you want to make sure that you keep that good personal brand at the forefront of everybody's brain as far as what you bring to the table. So one of the other questions, I hope that helped a little bit as far as looking at how to deal with negativity and looking at building that personal brand. You know, we're going to have to take a quick break here in just a minute. And one of the other questions that I want to touch on when we come back is this question around Mary Beth wrote in and she said, how can I be seen as more promotable in the office? And I want to touch on that when we come back from break. So Mary Beth, hang tight and we'll come back and talk to you. This is Deanne DeMarco, today's Inspiring Women. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Friend us on Facebook to keep up with what's empowering the world. Voice America Empowerment.
One of the biggest challenges facing corporate America today is accountability. Lack of accountability results for more than 50% of all business failure. Lack of responsibility, strategy, and follow-up are just some of the culprits that kill accountability. Deanne DeMarco knows firsthand how to drive accountability in your business or organization. Deanne DeMarco is one of the most sought-after advisors and coaches in corporate America. Companies that use Deanne as their company coach often call her their chief accountability officer. Your company or business will grow with Deanne as your CAO. Call 866-91-COACH or email deanne@deannedemarco.com for more information.
Become a sponsor and position your company to the fastest-growing market segment, the women's business market. Your organization has the opportunity to be positioned front and center to the women's business market by becoming a sponsor of today's Inspiring Women with host Deanne DeMarco. The show is broadcast weekly and features guests who are prominent and successful women business owners and influential executives. Businesses that fail to recognize the power of the woman buyer are leaving money on the table. Increase your market share to the fastest growing market segment by becoming a sponsor for today's Inspiring Women. Call 708-836-0118 for more information or email Deanne directly at info@deannedemarco.com.
My name's Ken, and I am as general a contractor as you'll find. I do
kitchen remodeling, additions, plumbing, painting. Ken does it all. And I'm Mandy,
the owner of the UPS store in my neighborhood. And Mandy here does it all, too. She
handles Ken's packing and shipping. Because when you're remodeling a bathroom and a client
changes their mind on a light fixture or a mirror, Mandy packs it up and ships it out. She also
helps Ken promote his business, like with these new brochures we printed, new business cards.
And the flyers are great, too. In fact, when I'm at a job and I'm expecting a delivery,
I sign for it. I even let him know with a text or email.
Since I got a mailbox at the UPS store. I have to say, as much as I love being on my own, I'm not alone. I've got Mandy here.
To help with the heavy lifting?
Well, figuratively speaking.
To find a locally owned center near you, visit theupsstore.com. We love small businesses. We love logistics. The UPS store franchise locations are independently owned and operated. Services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary by location. See center for details.
I'm Steve, and I just opened my own barbecue restaurant. I'm the sauce master, but I'm no expert in printing.
And I'm Mary. I own the UPS store in Steve's neighborhood, and I help with professional printing like flyers and posters to promote Steve's restaurant. Steve loves being on his own.
But I'm not alone, thanks to Mary.
To find a locally owned center near you, visit theupsstore.com. We love small businesses. We love logistics. The UPS store franchise locations are independently owned and operated. Services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary by location. See center for details.
Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network by keeping up with us on Twitter. You can find us at Voice America TRN. You are tuned into Today's Inspiring Women with Deanne DeMarco. We'd love to hear your questions and comments about our program. Please send an email to Deanne at deannedemarco.com. That's D-E-A-N-N-E at deannedemarco.com. Now, back to Today's Inspiring Women.
Welcome back. This is Deanne DeMarco, Today's Inspiring Women, and we're answering questions from the mailbox today. So if you have any questions that after hearing some of our guests speak, make sure you write me at deanne@deannedemarco.com, and I will include your question in our next mailbox segment. So one of the questions that Mary Beth wrote in was, how can I be seen as more promotable? Well, you know, as I mentioned just before break, that men tend to be promoted more on potential, whereas women tend to be promoted more on performance. So there's actually a number of things that you can do to be looked at as seeing more, being more promotable. And one of those is taking a look at the five key aspects. This also kind of touches on Joan, who wrote in about being business savvy, and what does that exactly mean? So I'm going to kind of answer both of those questions at the same time here. So again, Mary Beth and Jean, thanks for asking these questions. So there are a number of different things that you could be looked at as far as being more promotable. One of the things I hated as a manager is these people who would come up to me and say, you know, especially at the end of the year performance review, is I want to be promoted. this next year, I really want to be promoted. And I asked them a question. So what does that look like for you? And they go, I don't know. I just want more money and I want a better position. Well, you know, if I had 35 people working for me, which I often did, you know, that doesn't cut it for me as a manager. I need more from you. I need to know that you know in your own mind what it is you want. I'm not responsible for your career. You're responsible for your own career. So in taking a look at that, one of those key skills that you need to be aware of is being business smart and business savvy. So what is business smart and business savvy? This kind of all kind of ties in together here. One of them is, do you understand the company's mission, vision, and strategy? I know some of you don't want to hear about mission, vision, and strategy, but if you want to be seen as promotable, you need to understand the mission, vision, and strategy. Because anybody who's going to promote you wants to know that you know what that is. And they also want you to know, are you able to define how what you do fits into the business strategy? And how is it that what you do, how does it impact the results of the company? So they want to make sure that you understand that link between what it is you do and the bottom line. Because the higher up you go in an organization, they're more focused on bottom line results. They're more focused on return on investment. And if you're going to be seen as promotable, you need to be able to communicate that you understand that link between strategy and vision, mission, vision, and strategy, and the different roles in the company and how they fit into or impacts the results of the business. Are you able to support the strategy using your current skills? And how do you support the company's strategy with the skills that you have? Have you been able to demonstrate the basic knowledge or the basic business principles of what the company is doing? Do you know what the trend is for your organization? Do you know what their plans are in going forward? Have you been keeping an eye on anything that's been written about your company and what those plans are? Have you actually read the end of the year report the annual report that comes out every year? Those are things that you need to be looking at. And you also need to understand some of the external and internal factors that impact the business that you're in. So how does what's going on overseas affect our business? How does the internet affect our business? How does social media affect our business? How does what current events are impact our business? And does it and how? There are certain external factors that impact every business. And understanding those external factors, is there anything internal that's impacting our business? And that's what being business smart and business savvy is all about. Part of it is looking at external trends and internal trends. And what is it that is impacting our business? So if we take a look at some of the different characteristics that can impact our business, the big picture, what are the leadership views are, the kind of decisions our company is making, and looking at those. So looking at all of those types of trends, how has our company changed in the last 5 years? Has it changed due to any kind of economic or environmental impacts that it has some sort of play on our company? Need to be taking a look at those. And is there anything that you can see in the future that might be impacting your business as well? One of the things that you can do in being seen as more promotable is really be looking at what's being said in the literature about your company and reading those. You need to be able to communicate. So the first one is being business smart and business savvy. The second one is being able to communicate more strategically within your organization. Being able to be effective in your communication. I mean, we all talk, but it doesn't mean you're communicating. So being effective in your communication. Part of that is being able to recognize the different communication styles that we had that I've addressed in earlier broadcasts, and being able to communicate effectively with all the different communication styles. Being able to apply techniques for feedback and getting effective feedback, and actually coming up a plan for getting effective feedback. Being able to project your own personal brand in the company. There's that brand thing again. Being able to really communicate that brand. You know, think of yourself, your brand as, you know, it's your personal brand, branding you. What sets you apart from everybody else? So if there's 25 of you all vying for the same promotion in your company, what sets you apart from everybody else in your department so you get that promotion instead of them? So you'd be able to project your brand to others. And then you understand the ability of the strategic communication skills that are available within your company as well. So understand and be able to use those communication skills or those tools that your company has to communicate more strategically. The third one is the ability to manage change. Change is inevitable. Change is going to happen. I mean, think about it. How many cell phones have you had? In today's day and age, we all can't wait until the next generation of cell phone because we can do more things with our cell phones. You know, if you think about it, when cell phones first started, it was almost 4 to 6 inches long, had this really big antenna, and it didn't have much bandwidth, so we couldn't talk very far, more of a walkie-talkie than a cell phone. And now it's these little tiny flip phones, and you can do all kinds of things with them. And now you can access the web on your cell phone. So if you just take a look at the cell phone, there's been a lot of change in the last 10 years on this one thing called the cell phone. Well, if you want to be seen as promotable, you need to understand change. And you need to be able to manage change. You need to be able to accept change. And I know there are some of you where that change is kind of a scary word, but change is going to happen. Are you a cheerleader for the change within your company? To be promoted, you have to be a cheerleader. So how do you respond to change? How do you help? Do you help other people in understanding the changes that are going on in your workplace? Are you able to be adaptable? Are you able to look for innovative solutions and new approaches when it appears that nothing seems to be working? Are you someone who looks for solutions, or are you someone who only looks to complain? So be looking at how you manage change is a real important piece. The next one is your ability to work in teams. You need to be able to be a good team player. And part of that is, what is your role when you do work in a team? Are you someone who is providing a positive a positive view when you're working in teams? Are you someone who's able to motivate others? Are you able to create an environment that fosters cooperation? Or are you someone who creates a negative environment by being critical? So are you able to be a leader when working in teams? You know, and the last one is being able to manage time effectively. You absolutely must be able to recognize time management. It's a key piece. to being seen as promotable as well. Being able to use current resources to support the priorities that you have. Being able to prioritize assignments. Being able to the ability to work with others and manage time and activities correctly so you can get things done. Are you able to adapt to additional challenges in managing the time as well? Are you able to prioritize and using time wisely? And also, time is a real key thing to be asking. You know, one of the key questions that you can be asking yourself is, what can you do right now that would be the most powerful use of this moment? So when it takes a look at time management, what can you do right now that would be the most powerful use of this moment in time? And then we need to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to talk a little bit more about building your brand, and I have another question that we're going to be addressing for the mailbox. Stay tuned. This is Deanne DeMarco of Today's Inspiring Women. We'll be right back.
Find out what makes the most successful people tick. Keep listening to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
I'm Steve, and I just opened my own barbecue restaurant. I'm the sauce master, but I'm no expert in printing.
And I'm Mary. I own the UPS store in Steve's neighborhood, and I help with professional printing like flyers and posters to promote Steve's restaurant. Steve loves being on his own.
But I'm not alone, thanks to Mary.
To find a locally owned center near you, visit theupsstore.com. We love small businesses. We love logistics. The UPS store franchise locations are independently owned and operated. Services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary by location. See center for details.
My name's Ken, and I am as general a contractor as you'll find. I do
kitchen remodeling, additions, plumbing, painting. Ken does it all. And I'm Mandy,
the owner of the UPS store in my neighborhood. And Mandy here does it all, too. She
handles Ken's packing and shipping. Because when you're remodeling a bathroom and a client
changes their mind on a light fixture or a mirror, Mandy packs it up and ships it out. She also
helps Ken promote his business, like with these new brochures we printed, new business cards.
And the flyers are great, too. In fact, when I'm at a job and I'm expecting a delivery,
I sign for it. I even let him know with a text or email.
Since I got a mailbox at the UPS store. I have to say, as much as I love being on my own, I'm not alone. I've got Mandy here.
To help with the heavy lifting?
Well, figuratively speaking.
To find a locally owned center near you, visit theupsstore.com. We love small businesses. We love logistics. The UPS store franchise locations are independently owned and operated. Services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary by location. See center for details.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You are tuned into Today's Inspiring Women with Deanne DeMarco. We'd love to hear your questions and comments about our program. Please send an email to Deanne at DeanneDeMarco.com. That's D-E-A-N-N-E at DeanneDeMarco.com. Now, back to Today's Inspiring Women.
Welcome back. This is Deanne DeMarco, Today's Inspiring Women. We're going to take our last question for today, and it's from Tiffany, who wants to know more about this personal branding piece. I guess I could have started with that as well, but we just kind of wrapped that up here because that's kind of the direction we've been going in this show. So Tiffany, thank you again for asking that question, but let's talk a little bit more about this personal brand piece. One of the things you need to do is you really need to come with a plan, and that plan for promotion is really about, or for getting ahead, is really about your own personal brand. What is it that you bring to the table that sets you apart from everyone else? What are people saying about you? Yeah, what are people saying about you? What are the perceptions of others about you? What are they saying? You need to be looking at, first of all, you need to see yourself as a brand. And you need to be looking at what are the attributes that I and values that I have that I bring to the table. And there's a lot of attributes that are seen as valuable in the workplace. There's a whole slew of them here, but let me just kind of touch on a few of these. For example, creativity. How eager are you to start on projects? How loyal are you? Do you follow through on things that you've promised to do? Are you easily accessible? Are you self-motivated? Motivation today is a huge piece. We see a lot of people who are just not motivated at work. Are you a team player is another real important piece. Are you honest? Do you have a lot of integrity? Are you knowledgeable? Do you have a good attitude? Are you enthusiastic? Are you high energy? Are you a risk taker? Are you a visionary? Do you put structure into the work that you do? Are you analytical? Do you have initiative to get things started? Do you make good decisions? Are you assertive? Are you honest? I mean, all of those, are you cheerful? How easy do other people see you as being cooperative or not? So all of these are examples of really prized attributes in the workforce, and looking at those prized attributes and looking at who am I? You know, if you take a look at all these brands, you know, when you go to the grocery store, all these brands have different sayings. You know, Maxwell House Coffee, good to the last drop. Allstate Insurance, you're in good hands with Allstate. Revlon, products for revolutionary women. Apple, think different. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Federal Express, the world on time. I mean, all these different companies have, Nike, just do it. I love Nikes, just do it. Avis, we try harder. So all these different companies have these one-line tag statements that kind of exemplify their brand. What is it that sets you apart from everybody else? So develop your own personal brand, taking a look at what it is you do, taking a look at your core values, what it is that sets you apart. Where is your passion? What are your talents? And the real key to doing that, as I mentioned in the first segment, was to put that adjective with a noun. So what it is that sets you apart with what it is you do best, to try and developing your own brand. And then with that, you need to come up with a plan. What is your plan? As I mentioned earlier, the workplace is a competition. I mean, just as your own reality show right there at work. So the first, what are you doing to beating the competition in your office for the next promotion? What are you doing to beat them? First of all, you need to be true to your brand. So if you say that you know, I'm results focused, so do I focus on results in the work that I provide for my boss? So be true to your brand. Second of all, you need to get to work early. You can always get a lot of work done before the day starts, but the last thing you want to be known as is a person who comes to work late. As I mentioned, that was the thing I had to overcome. But you need to get to work early. So try, even if it's just 10 minutes early, get to work early. You need to have a good attitude. You know, I hate to say it, but people do not like to be around negative people. And if you want to be seen as promotable and being seen as more successful in the workplace and trying to get ahead, you got to have a good attitude. Nobody likes people who are naysayers. Another one is, and I used to hate this, what I call the apple polishers. You know, these are the people that would that worked for me that would just like suck up to me and just try and, you know, they were like, they were the phonies. They were the ones that weren't really, they were real transparent. You could see like through them, and they really weren't real honest as to who they were. They were just trying to polish the apple and trying to make it seem like they really cared, when in fact they really didn't. So be really careful of being one of those apple polishers, because I'll tell you, your boss can see right through that. Keep on top of what's happening in your world. And that's that whole business savvy piece, being business smart and business savvy, staying on top of the trends. What's going on in your work world, in your industry? Do you know? Do you read some of your industry magazines? Get it done faster than anyone else. Being faster is good, but also try and accomplish higher levels of productivity. Whether it be making an extra widget, whether it be making sure that the report that you're turning in doesn't have any errors in it. Communicate more than others. Now, don't bother people by communicating too much, so their communication has to be strategic, but communicate that you when you have something to say, that you say something that's effective, that can help others. Over-deliver on your promises. Play fair. And surround yourself with people who sing your praises. Don't surround yourself with the negative folks, because they're just not worth hanging around with, because you can sabotage your career. Now, I can see that our time is just about up. I could talk about this a lot more. Every week I try and end with a quote, and I want to end with a quote from Albert Einstein today. And Albert Einstein says, "In the middle of every difficulty comes opportunity." Your action for this week is to take one of the challenges you are currently facing and look for the opportunity it presents to you. Until next time, this is Deanne DeMarco, today's Inspiring Women. Have a great day.
Thank you for joining us for this week's edition of Today's Inspiring Women. Please join host Deanne DeMarco and other entrepreneurial and business leaders next Thursday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Have an outstanding week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.